Quick note before we start, this is really for owners thinking seriously about selling a UK veterinary practice, not a general recap. The UK veterinary sector has just emerged from the most extensive regulatory review of veterinary services in a generation. The Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA, published its final report in March 2026. It confirmed 14 binding remedies covering things like price transparency, prescription fee caps, ownership disclosure, and complaints handling. Crucially for owners weighing up a sale, the CMA stopped well short of forced divestitures or wholesale price controls. So the six largest groups, which hold about 60% of the UK's £6.7 billion pet care market, can keep growing. IVC Evidensia, for instance, is now openly preparing a multi-billion pound IPO, and CVS Group is restarting UK acquisitions after pausing through the investigation. For independent UK vet practice owners, the regulatory cloud has lifted. The 12 to 24 months ahead represent the strongest seller's market since the 2021-2022 corporate consolidation peak. Let's look at valuation methodologies, what the post-CMA regulatory backdrop means, the buyers out there, the EBITDA multiple ranges we're seeing, and the 11 value drivers that buyers truly price. The CMA market investigation ran from 2023 until March 2026 and has now produced regulatory clarity that materially affects practice valuations. So what was confirmed? The CMA confirmed 14 remedies grouped into six categories: ownership and price transparency, treatment information, prescribing, out-of-hours contracts, cremation services, and complaints management. Practices must publish defined price lists, provide written estimates for treatments expected to cost £500 or more, cap written prescription fees at £21 or £12.50 for additional medicines, and have written policies ensuring vets can provide independent and impartial advice. What was avoided is just as important. There were no forced divestitures of existing groups, no general price controls, no mandatory split between veterinary practices and adjacent services like labs, pharmacies, or crematoria. The final report doesn't impose structural separation. It imposes transparency, complaint standards, and prescription fee discipline. As for the timeline, the statutory deadline for putting these orders in place is the 23rd of September 2026. Most remedies come into force 3 to 12 months after that order, with large veterinary groups implementing transparency remedies by December 2026. Smaller providers, those with under 15 practices, generally get an additional 3 months. This timing matters for your sale. Buyers will increasingly require diligence comfort that target practices are remedy ready. There's also a compliance cost. The CMA estimates an RCVS levy of £150 to £250 initially per practice, and then £450 to £550 annually thereafter. Sophisticated buyers are already pricing this into their normalized EBITDA adjustments. The practical implication here is that the regulatory overhang, which suppressed UK veterinary M&A activity for 2 years, has been replaced by a finite, well-defined compliance package. Buyer confidence is returning. CVS Group confirmed in October 2025 that it's well-positioned for further UK acquisitions post-investigation, and IVC Evidensia is reportedly just months away from listing. So how are UK veterinary practices valued in 2026? They're valued using two principal methods, with sophisticated buyers typically using both to triangulate. The dominant method is the EBITDA multiple. This is used for practices with £150,000 or more in normalised earnings. UK veterinary EBITDA multiples in 2026 typically range from 4.5 to 12 times, depending on scale, growth, vet retention, location, and buyer type. Critical inputs include how EBITDA is normalised, considering owner addbacks, market rate vet salary substitution for owner clinical time, vehicle and equipment costs, working capital, recurring revenue from pet health plans, and the treatment of property if the owner also owns the freehold. The other method is earnings-based revenue benchmarks. This is used as a sanity check and for smaller transactions. Single vet practices in mid-tier locations typically transact at 70 to 110% of turnover. Small animal practices with three or more vets and good pet plan penetration trade at 110 to 180% of turnover. Multi-site groups with property held in clean structures can trade at 180 to 280% of turnover or even higher. These ranges show the relationship between practice scale, recurring revenue density, and the resulting uplift in the EBITDA multiple. It's worth noting that international reference points sit notably above current UK levels. Ackerman Group's Q1 2026 US veterinary market update reported a weighted average EBITDA multiple of 13.3 times in Q1 2026, up from 12.5 times in 2025, with A-plus hospitals achieving 16 times or better. DVM Elite's 2026 valuation guide cites a 6 to 12 times EBITDA range for US practices in 2026, depending on scale and buyer type. The UK runs at a discount to the US for now, principally because the CMA overhang has only just lifted. That gap is likely to compress through 2026 and 2027 as corporate buyer appetite normalizes. As a real-world UK reference point, in October 2025, CVS Group disposed of its UK crematoria operations for initial proceeds of £42.3 million, representing a 10 times adjusted EBITDA multiple. This transaction confirms that institutional-grade UK veterinary-adjacent assets are indeed pricing at the upper end of the multiple range. Now, let's look at EBITDA multiple ranges by practice profile. For a single vet owner-led practice in a rural or small town, with EBITDA from £100,000 to £250,000, the multiple range is typically 4 to 5.5 times. For a small multi-vet practice without pet plans, with EBITDA from £250,000 to £500,000, the multiple range shifts to 5.5 to 7 times. A mid-sized practice with three or more vets, pet plans, and modern systems, with EBITDA from £400,000 to £1 million, sees a range of 7 to 9 times. Premium urban or suburban practices with high pet plan density and EBITDA of £600,000 or more are looking at 8 to 10 times. Multi-site groups with three or more sites and EBITDA of £1 million or more typically achieve 9 to 11 times. Referral and specialist hospitals with EBITDA of £700,000 or more are at the top of the range, 10 to 12 times. Multi-site groups and referral hospitals sit at the top because they're the platform-grade assets that private equity-backed groups acquire as bolt-ons into existing portfolios. The single most important practical observation here is that the headline EBITDA multiple is only one of four levers that determine cash at completion. Working capital adjustments, net debt definition, earnout structure, and property arrangements collectively often move the actual cash received by 15 to 25%. Owners focused only on the headline multiple typically leave material value on the table. Who are the named UK buyers in 2026? The UK veterinary buyer universe sits in five distinct tiers. Tier 1 are the Big Six corporate consolidators, who together hold around 60% of the UK pet care market. This includes IVC Evidensia, the UK's largest group, who are preparing for an IPO. CVS Group, listed on AIM, are restarting UK acquisitions. Pets at Home Vet Group, vertically integrated, is acquisitive but selective. Then there's Vet Partners, backed by BC Partners, who are active acquirers of premium independent practices. You also have Linnaeus, part of Mars Veterinary Health, and Medivet, backed by CVC Capital, both active buy and build platforms. Tier 2 are mid-market and specialist groups. These are multiple smaller corporate groups acquiring in specific geographies or specialisms, like referral, equine, exotic, or emergency practices. They typically offer faster decision-making and slightly more flexibility on deal structure than the Big Six. Tier 3 are international strategic and private equity entrants. This includes US groups like Mars Veterinary Health and US private equity-backed platforms scoping UK platform entry after the CMA clarity. Tier 4 consists of independent and search fund buyers. These are single practice and small group buyers, often vet-led with family office or independent sponsor backing. They compete in the £500,000 to £3 million enterprise value range. They typically pay 5 to 7 times EBITDA but they offer continuity of culture, faster completion, and more flexible earnout structures. Finally, Tier 5 covers vet-to-vet sales and management buyouts. This is a growing segment for owners prioritizing clinical continuity over headline value. Multiples are typically 4 to 6 times, but with greater certainty of completion and minimal post-sale lock-in. The veterinary buyer pyramid mirrors what we see across UK healthcare consolidation. The same private equity-backed structures driving dental DSO acquisitions, care home group roll-ups, and Medispa platform building are deploying capital into veterinary platforms. Owners benchmarking offer quality should treat the buyer category, not just the headline multiple, as a primary determinant of their post-completion experience. Now let's look at the 11 value drivers that buyers actually price. This should be your pre-sale checklist. Number 1, pet health plan penetration. This is the percentage of active clients on recurring pet health plans. It's the single highest impact recurring revenue driver. Practices above 35% pet plan penetration consistently command premium multiples. Below 15% is a red flag for institutional buyers. 2. Client retention and visit frequency. This means your active client base, retention rate over 24 months, and average visit frequency. Buyers will diligence your practice management system data directly. 3. Vet retention and team stability. This covers average vet tenure, employed vet to associate ratio, RCVS standing, and locum dependency. Vet turnover above 15% per year materially discounts multiples. Locum-heavy practices are typically uninvestable for the Big Six. 4. Owner dependency. This is the percentage of clinical revenue and client relationships dependent on the principal. Practices where the principal is the senior surgeon for high-value cases, like orthopedic, exotic, or advanced dental, carry continuity risk. Buyers need evidence of associate or junior vet capability to absorb this principal-dependent revenue. 5. Location density and demographic catchment. Dense urban or suburban catchments with good demographics support higher pet plan adoption and premium pricing. Rural locations have a narrower buyer universe and trade at lower multiples. 6. Service mix and revenue per client. Practices with advanced diagnostics, such as an in-house lab or imaging. Specialist services like orthopedic, dental, dermatology or behavioral, and strong dental and prophylactic revenue command higher multiples than basic first opinion practices. 7. Property quality and lease structure. Freehold premises typically sit outside the EBITDA multiple as a separate property transaction. Leasehold practices require a 10-plus year lease or 15-plus years for corporate buyers with manageable rent reviews. Short leases or undocumented owner-to-business leases are the single most common cause of UK veterinary sale delays. 8. Practice management system and digital infrastructure. Think cloud-based PMS systems, online booking,